Hey, Matt Rothschild here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's off today, but thanks for listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I hope you'll join our conversation here at 855-752-4842 or text us at that same number. Want to hear what you thought about Kamala Harris's speech last night, what you thought about the whole DNC, and how optimistic are you that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz can get us across the finish line? I see that Paul's been waiting on the line, and I want to get your call right now, Paul. So what you got for me, Paul?
All right. Thanks for taking my call. This comment actually fits in perfectly with the last, with your last guest. I too am sharing in the euphoria of the DNC convention, but I want to make a suggestion to civic media that, okay, we enjoy it for a while, but every talk show needs to be talking about the importance of keeping this enthusiasm going down ballot, not only at the federal level, but also at the state level, because we know what's going to happen. When Harris and Walz are elected, if they have a Republican-controlled House and Senate, they're not going to be able to do anything. We see that all the time with our Democratic governor and what he has to deal with. Everything that he wants to do to help our lives is always blocked. So we really, and I'm very fearful that now that we've got maybe the younger generations coming, they're going to go in November and vote just for the president and not vote down ballot. So I really am very concerned about, we need to start getting the word out about how it actually works. Just because you may get the president and the vice president you want, they can be hamstrung by the Senate and the House. So that's all I want to say. And your last guest kind of said the same thing. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, it does fit in real well, Paul. Thanks so much, Paul from Richland Center. Down ballot is really important. I think if we didn't learn anything during the Scott Walker terms, is that voting for positions south of the president and vice president are really important, really affect our day-to-day lives. That's one of the reasons that about 3:35, I'm having Dr. Kristen Lyerly on. She's running in the 8th Congressional District. It's also one of the reasons why I wanted to run a clip of Tammy Baldwin, our U.S. senator who is up for re-election this year. She spoke last night briefly. I was actually on civic media at the time and wasn't able to listen to her, so I had to go find it on the web. But I thought she spoke forcefully about the really important issue of Social Security and Medicare. So if we could play that, Jess, that'd be great.
Of course.
So when I work to protect Medicare and Social Security, I do it with a personal knowledge of what those big programs meant in small but deeply meaningful ways to my grandparents. And I know what they mean for your parents and grandparents. But let's be clear, that is all at risk today. Donald Trump was asked what he would do about Social Security and Medicare, and he said, and I quote, "There's a lot you can do in terms of cutting." Cutting? He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations? Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen. And Tim Walz is not going to let that happen. We are not going to let that happen. You know, they've got it backwards. We Democrats, we honor our elders and ask the wealthiest to pay their fair share. Wisconsin's state motto is forward, and my friends, that's where we're headed.
That was Tammy Baldwin, who's up for re-election, and I believe she's going to lead the ticket. She may even pull Kamala Harris across the finish line here.
Certainly, I think she might.
Certainly, if Joe Biden had any chance, it was going to be because of Tammy Baldwin. But now there's so much enthusiasm for Harris and Walz. that I think they're going to help each other, which is great. And, you know, Jess, we haven't talked that much about Walz, but, you know, I just love that guy, and so does my wife, and so does my son. We were watching it together. My son Sam, who's 38, and we just, you know, every time I saw his smiling face there. And he gave a great talk the day before. Never underestimate a public school teacher. A lot of my public school teacher friends were using that as a meme on Facebook.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
He also had this killer line. Other states are banning books. We're banishing hunger.
Yes.
Yeah, that was just a great, great line. And he echoed Obama by saying, I'm ready to turn the page. And I think that, you know, we're not going back. We're turning the page. We're going forward. You heard Tammy use the word forward there, too. That is the sentiment that I think was so exhilarating at the DNC. There's no reason to go backwards with these guys. Backward to Donald Trump and Donald Trump's politics of ugliness, politics of divisiveness, politics of authoritarianism, which is coming if he wins. And so just hearing this sense that, you know, we're going to get through this.
And he gave us a little pep talk. I've actually got a clip. Do you want to hear
that?
Sure,
I'd love it.
Let me finish with this, team. It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's played any football or has had a kid who played any football or watches football on the weekends really understood that. And then he said, you know, we're going to do the blocking and tackling and everything else in the trenches and leave it all on the field. I mean, it was a classic speech by a coach, and that's why they call him Coach Walz. And that plays really well here in Wisconsin. Going to play well all across the Midwest and I think all across the country. That's one of the reasons why I think Kamala Harris is going to be the next president and Walz is going to be the next vice president. But we all do have to do a ton of work between now and then. That's why I'm encouraging you, the listener, to sign up as a volunteer, help get the vote out, you know, write those postcards, make those phone calls, contribute if you have a capacity, contribute financially, or just get three friends to make sure that they're going to go to the polls, too. Mm-hmm. It's just vital for our democracy. I'm Matt Rothschild, sitting in here for Maggie Dawn on The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be right back with Christian Phelps, candidate for the 93rd Assembly seat.